G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 7th of September.
I think we're going to pull it off.
What's that?
Job search. Triple M job search.
As well as that, Trevor Long, our techspert, joined us. And we looked this morning at what you have done in excess. And we were just looking at Andy Fordham. He was the Viking when it came to darts. And his wife, or the widow of the darts legend, said he used to drink, well, he did once.
See, I didn't know he was a dart player.
Yeah, 77 beers a day.
See, if anyone could, a dart player could.
He suffered from serious health issues throughout his life.
Once winning a surprise.
31 stone and drinking 20 bottles of lager. He drank 25 bottles a day. And on their first wedding anniversary in 2001, I should say, he waffed down 62 bottles of pills. Not P-I-L-L-S, but pills, the lager. We have got Xander, who's filling in for Miss Kay, our producer this morning. And Xander, your record in a day, what have you done?
So I used to live in the States, and there's a restaurant chain there called Buffalo Wild Wings, and they have a challenge. I think it's you've got to eat 12 of their hottest wings in like 4 minutes. Eight of us went. Yeah. We all did it.
Yeah.
I barely scratched through. I was the last one to finish, but it was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you achieve it?
Was it the, it was the burning?
Did.
The burning more than the filling.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they were nice, but you can't even concentrate on how the wings taste because your mouth's just on fire. Yeah. They give you a glass of milk to wash it down with.
What about the aftermath? The aftermath a day later, isn't
it? I don't think, the next morning it wasn't fun.
Yeah. All right. Oh, what did you get for it? Did you?
A T-shirt. Oh, and bragging rights. Bragging rights.
T-shirt. Bragging T-shirt. In a day, what have you done in excess?
G'day, Ray from Wyoming.
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right.
Short little holiday. Seen you down Terrigal Beach yesterday, sunbaking together.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, no.
Both wearing matching thongs.
I had someone else put my cream on before I arrived.
Yeah, I wouldn't want his hands on you too, mate. Trust me.
No, come on. Now, exactly. Now, what in a day, what have you done in excess, Ray?
Mine is excess driving, boys. I drive. So one day was driving to Melbourne. I woke up at 1 a.m., left for Melbourne, went all the way to Melbourne, dropped off some boats and drove all the way back home. Got home at 11 o'clock that night.
Holy jeez.
How did you do that?
So, yeah. So it was like 22 hours worth of driving in one day.
Is that legal?
That's legal because it was in a car, mate, not a truck.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because you're towing a boat.
I was towing a boat, yeah.
Was that for work or were you just doing it personally?
I was taking out boats for the Olympic sailing team down to Melbourne, down to Brighton. So, yeah, good drive.
Mate,
so 1 a.m. in the morning I left and got home at 11 p.m. that night.
Ray, that's a big drive, mate. That's a bloody big drive.
You must have had caffeine tablets. I don't know how you'd do that.
I don't drink coffee. I don't take any tablets or nothing like that.
High on life, mate.
Yeah. Doing it for the sailors.
A lot of tunes on the way there and back.
Yeah.
Triple M all the way.
Thank you for that, mate.
No worries, boys. Have a good one.
You too. We got Steve from Killarney Vale.
Steve?
What did you do in a day in excess?
44 beers in a night.
Okay, 44 beers. Holy, mate, what were they?
Do you have someone counting for you?
Two is extra dry, and yeah, we just got into the one box and finished that one and thought, bugger it, we'll get another one.
Holy jeez, that's nearly two cartons.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve,
mate,
you do me under the table. Oh, well, don't, not in the biblical sense, but I mean, what I mean, I'd have about four and I'd be gone.
Oh,
holy jeez! Yeah.
No tactical spews.
No spews, just a bit of a sore head in the morning.
Well, after 44 beers, we're going to reward you with the Gabrielle coffee pack. You may have needed it on the day. You don't do that every weekend, though, Steve, do you?
Not every weekend, mate. It's just a lockdown thing. I was a bit bored and,
okay, so you test yourself out.
Well. All right, mate. Oh, it is time to talk to the man that men envy, the man that women adore. It's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au, former local bloke, Australia Avenue, your minor.
Hey, Trev.
Hey, Trevor.
The one time I don't want fact-checking.
Okay. Australia, if the walls could talk, Trevy. You reckon?
Oh, it'd be a very boring conversation.
No, it doesn't matter. Hey, mate, what's this Samsung flip phone? What's the review? Is it good?
Yeah, no, I love it. So this is the phone we announced a couple of weeks ago, $1,500 for a smartphone that flips shut. So the screen folds shut in the middle and you can flip it shut on people. Or most importantly, it's just smaller in your pocket, easy to carry around. I've been using it for a couple of weeks. I absolutely love it. And the fact that it's $1,500, the same price as an iPhone, is remarkable given how innovative this technology is. A screen that folds in half. I don't want to say that again, but that's remarkable. It's a brilliant phone. It does everything you need it to do. And I think they'll sell very well. It goes on sale this Friday, $1,499.
So you mean like a bendy bus? So you can actually, the screen is on both bits. It's not like you get the screen at the top and then the numbers at the bottom sort of thing.
That's right. This is a full smartphone. So when I show it to you as a smartphone, it just looks like any other smartphone. Full screen, top to bottom, all that.
But it folds.
From the top to the bottom, I can flip it shut and essentially it's a folded screen inside the phone when it's in my pocket or in my bag. It's brilliant.
Trevi, will it eventually crease, do you reckon?
So, well, it is creased. Like, I'll be honest, in the right light, you can see the crease. When you're scrolling with your thumb on the screen, you can feel the crease. Ooh. But it's not something that's inhibiting your usage of the phone in any way whatsoever. But, you know, enough people whinge about that I think that's the thing that stands out as a reason not to get one. But trust me, as someone who uses one, not at all a reason to worry.
Mate, therefore, there won't be as many smashed screens with this one, I could imagine.
Smashed or scratched. I've had iPhones that after just a couple of weeks have scratches on them from the keys in my pocket or whatever. Yeah. But because this thing's always shut when it's not in use, it doesn't have any scratches on it. In fact, the screen is impeccable.
Yeah, I'm a cover guy, though. I put a screen protector and a cover on. And so I can't believe people that walk around with this phone with nothing on it. It's completely
so you
bare.
You can get cases for this, covers that cover the outside of the phone.
Yeah,
but
right.
The screen itself inside doesn't need any cover because when it's shut, it's protected.
Sweet.
Cool. Hey, look, I wanted to ask you something, Trev. My wife came up to me and said, we should get involved in this. It's called...
Oh, Trevor, where's this going to go?
It's called...
Hello?
Yeah. I said, I'll ask Trev, he'll know.
Send photos.
She said, the NFT. I said, you said...
You can get them on OnlyFans.
No, NFT, not NFI, NFT.
So NFT does not stand for not... Trevor. No, is that what you're saying?
It's not Trevor.
You know what that stands for, Rob?
Yeah.
Non-fungible token. And that does not relate to what your innuendo of earlier.
Non-fungible.
A non-fungible token means it can't be changed. So it's a record that can be attached to anything. So it can be a digital artwork. It could be, there's trading. It's huge in America, trading cards at the moment. So like baseball cards with NFTs attached. So basically it's like a digital record of ownership. Now it sounds ridiculous and I agree. It's a bit weird, Rob. Like, it's a very hard, non-tangible thing to understand. But I think if you've ever watched the show Porn Stars, as in, you know, the porn shop where you trade things in, that they spend hours trying to work out whether this signature is real, whether there's an authentication of this thing. So imagine 100 years from now, a baseball card or an artwork proving that its ownership is real is a simple digital code.
Yeah.
So that's the benefit of it. Is it something to invest in? No. Is it something that you can now use as proof that you've bought something like memorabilia? Yes.
But how do they explain the skyrocketing value of this stuff? Like, people are drawing pictures of digital penguins with hats on and they're going for...
hundreds of thousands, even $1 million.
It's basically just people getting involved in art for the first time. I mean, art has always been a rort. You know, someone paints something and someone else thinks it's worth $1 million. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just digital right. versions of the same thing.
So I can go back to Gwen, who said to me, this is like a new currency. It's like when the bartering was made obsolete by these funny silver coins that ended up becoming currency. This is not that. This is just art trading.
This is just art trading. It's just, if you want to buy art, go for it. This is a good way of securing your investment.
Michelangelo was nothing. All right, Trevor. Trevor Long, our expert from EFTM.com.au. Thanks for joining us this morning, Trev.
I reckon Gwen's just going to say Trevor. Yeah, NFT.
NFT.
Thanks,
Trev.
Buddy.
See you, boys.
Look, I look at what people have done. They've flocked to Twitter, Rob, to share hilarious, surprising and shocking babies' names. Now, look, there's some silly ones going around at the moment. Are they, like, you know, like with Greta, with her in her class at school, are there any crazy baby...
What's wrong with Greta?
No, I didn't say there was anything wrong with Greta.
That's what you're alluding to.
No, I'm there. No, I wasn't. I was in her class.
I'm going to go home and tell her.
I was not.
She used to like you.
I was not. But, like, some of the names were Kingslayer, Kingslayer, like Diesel Duramax.
Sounds like a battery.
Yeah, Crystal Shining Waters. There's Strawberry Rain. This is no joke.
No.
And there's another one.
what have we got?
Met this girl named Jennifer in college. Jennifer with a T, because her parents wanted her to be different.
Jennifer.
Or they'll change the name of the spelling. Like it was Rainbow, but it was not like R-A-I-N-B-O-W. It was R-E-I-N-B-E-A-U-X.
Rainbow.
Yeah. See, Rainbow.
Wait, look at this one. Felony.
Felony. Yeah.
P-H. P-H-E-L-A-N-Y.
Felony. There was the astronomers who named their kids, and no joke, the kids, Neptune, Galaxy, and Uranus. And
who gets to be Uranus?
Now, that is, there's no, I'm not doing
unfair.
Any, seriously, but this is what people, have you noticed, like they'll do, say, a normal name, okay, just say Rob, but they won't spell it Rob, R-O-B. They'll spell it in a new way.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's an unusual way to spell that. But anyway.
Like Crystal with a Q.
Yeah. Stuff like that, yeah.
What?
It's happening. It is happening. You better get that, mate.
Now I'll get this. Hello, Triple M.
Hello. It's Ronaldo. Mm. Hairdresser to the stars, part-time Uber driver. Penny and Rob, you're fantastic. I'm fantastic. How are you, bloody buggers?
We are going well, Ronaldo. Yourself?
Oh, Robert, as you know, from the back to the crack, from Carrong to Killarney Vale, there is not a head I won't work on, providing you are double-jabbed, knit-free, wearing a mask, use deodorant, and have brushed your teeth on the day of your appointment.
Aren't you guys still closed, Ronaldo?
Oh, yes, I know. But that'll be when we reopen.
Of course.
And I hope that is sooner than later. Oh, because Sebastian, third year apprentice in Park, it looks like a lot of Central Coast residents have got a head full of tumbleweed.
Fair
it's
enough.
Because no one can get their hair done. Come on, government. The heads of the Central Coast need a good working over.
Yeah, so do some parents when they're naming their kids Ronaldo.
Oh, yes, I know. Sebastian and I were having a good laugh when we heard some of those poor kids' names. Oh, Strawberry Rain.
That woman
didn't give birth to a bottle of shampoo. It was a child.
What about Crystal Shining Waters?
That is not a child's name. That's the name of a retirement village on the Central Coast.
Yeah. How about Felony?
Oh, the father would be doing time inside, that's for sure.
Yeah, what about Diesel Duramax?
To me, that's the name of a condom that you'd buy at a truckie's roadhouse. And I tell you, next time, I wish some of these people would wear one. Would save a hell of a lot of embarrassment later on. Anyway, must go. Bye.
True.
See
you. Hey, I want to shout out to someone.
Yeah, who?
Young Chippy. I saw him late last week at Wombie. I said, call us on 133353 because he said, mate, do you reckon you'd get me a job? I said, don't know about that, but I can try.
We can ask.
And he said, well, look, I used to work in Sydney, and because of everything that's gone on, my job's no longer there in Sydney.
Yeah.
So he's staying on the coast.
Yep.
He's a young chippy, keen, ready to go. Don't know his name or where he lives, but I saw him and said, call me and we'll work it out. So where are you, young chippy?
Hang on. So you don't know his name.
No.
You haven't got his phone number.
No, but I know he's a carpenter.
You don't know his suburb. So you're chasing a job for a carpenter you have no details about.
No, I said to him to ring the show because what we try and do here is put people in contact with people.
Right, okay.
So he hasn't rung because he's probably busy.
So if you're a tradie and you want no one apprentice, give us a call, 133353.
About this? Yeah. What if you are a tradie and you go, geez, I could use a young bloke that's
keen. How are you going to pass his details on? You don't have any of them.
Well, we can say if you're an apprentice chippy on the coast and you're looking for work, get in touch with us.
But how do you know it's going to be the same one as that you ran into?
We might be able to kiss two frogs and turn them into princes.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Yeah. It's a real simple thing to do, Robert, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. You just go to triplem.com.au and say, you know what, build my ad.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your business name, a bit about yourself.
Yep.
Doesn't take much, and we will just take it under our wing and run with it.
And one business that went to triplem.com.au was Tim from United Tools at West Gosford. Good morning, Tim.
Timmy.
G'day. How you going, boys?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Real good.
Yeah. Nice one. My grinder's still working. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, we aim to please, mate. We do a lot of repairs, so
That's the app on his phone, not the tool.
Oh, didn't I walk into that door?
Yeah. Anyway, Timmy, now at United Tools.
It's not about you, Gerard.
No, okay. Timmy. Now, United Tools West Gosford, are you guys still open for business? What's the go during lockdown?
Yes, mate. Well, we're an essential business. We're repairing tools for all the tradies and everyone else that needs stuff fixed. So they can get their jobs done and, you know, help people out with stuff going wrong. So, yeah.
Well, and also supplying new stuff as well, you know.
Yeah, mate, we've got new stuff too. We've got all the new stuff there.
You do compressors as well?
Compressors, yeah, we do the lot. We cover everything.
Okay. Paddy's just going through the list of things he's got to do in the backyard.
Do you have ladders there? Ladders?
Yes, mate, we've got ladders. We've got the whole lot. We've got the works. You know, we've got it.
All right, so United Tools at West Gosford, there's Timmy and there's also Karen and the team. Yep. Tim is Tim the Tool Man, of course.
That's it.
Now, what we've done, we've sat down. We had a little bit of a powwow about your ad. And this is the one we've come up with for you on Build My Ad. Timmy, you ready to go?
Best of luck.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
This is Tim from West Gosford. His business is United Tools, and here's the ad that we created.
You seem upset, honey. What's wrong?
Babe, it's been 4 years.
Oh, yes, I know.
Darling, I woke up this morning, and I have to tell you.
Tell me what?
After 4 years, 4 years, it's just not working.
Why didn't you speak to me before this?
Well, I couldn't.
What do you mean you couldn't?
My drill just stopped working last night. I think it's broken.
Oh, honey, you listen to me. It's called United and they'll fix your tool. Called United, now don't be a fool. If your drill needs repairs, there's no need to
United Tools West Gosford. Sales and repairs of power tools, compressors and generators. And they can also help with relationships as well. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I want to kiss someone. Timmy, there's your ad, buddy.
That's just the best, mate. That's fantastic. I wouldn't have even thought of anything like that. That's amazing.
Well done, mate.
Good one,
well done, mate.
I love it.
If you're a tradie, home handyman, or a do-it-yourselfer, get and see the team, United Tools at West Gosford. We're supporting local business here at Triple M. And, Timmy, thanks for going to triplem.com.au, mate.
Thanks, guys. That's a fantastic ad. I might have to buy that one from you, I think.
Oh, jeez. We're getting ourselves into trouble here.
Yeah, good on you, Tim. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Tim.
See you, mate.
Yeah, if you are a business on the Central Coast, you want one of those ads, simple thing to do.
Go to triplem.com.au and register.
Lockdown pick-me-ups.
Yeah, you want one of these things, simple thing to do.
I do like them. You go to triplem.com.au, just nominate a mate, nominate a family member, nominate someone who you reckon could use a little smile on the face thanks to a delivery from Triple M.
And we will do the rest. We've got Mark from Watanabe. G'day, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Who are you nominating for a lockdown pick-me-up, mate?
My wife, Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, yep. Okay, how's she going through lockdown, buddy?
Mate, she is a absolute trooper. She's a nurse and she worked her little heart out, bud. Without her, mate, I would be RF.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, well, that's it. Good on you, Bronwyn. Far out. And looking after you, that must be a job.
A job and a half, mate.
Mate, and mate, your wife, Bronwyn, as you said, she works in the medical fraternity. Been doing a lot of hours, buddy?
She does 16 hours a day, my friend.
Whoa, 16 hours a day.
That's almost unsustainable.
Yeah, and then she got to come home and look after me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
She certainly needs a pickup, and we're going to give her one, Mark. We've got thanks to Gabrielle Coffee, we've got some coffee putting spring in your life. If you love coffee, haven't tried them yet, you're missing out. You've got two free coffees every day for a month at Cheeky Charlie's there, or Hardy's Bistro Hardy Bay, and a gift box of three Gabrielle Coffee bean blends and delivery. But wait, there's more. Thanks to Bake Believe. Do you do a bit of baking, or does Bronwyn, your wife, do it, mate?
Mm-hmm.
She does a bit of baking. I do most of it, but she does a bit of it, yeah.
Well, you can get your bake on with Bake Believe at Bake Believe on Instagram for lockdown fun. Everything you need comes in the DIY cake and cupcake kits. Minimal stress. Hero status.
Make your cake and eat it too.
So that's what you're going to get, mate.
Sweet, mate. Thank you very, very much, guys. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, mate, you'll be able to get your bake on. Well done, Marky.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Thank you, mate. And yeah, well, mate. So's your Mrs. Bronwyn. Well done to her, buddy.
That's off to her.
Yeah, she's dead, mate. That's one I've been keeping for a long time.
Yeah, good stuff, mate.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M mm-hmm. and family to bulk mm-hmm. up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking Listnr.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast mm-hmm. with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.